It's Matty Garland for Ausmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. And going around the country on a very busy summer tour is Jackson Carroll. He's got a brand new EP out. It is called Name It After Me. We are loving the lead single, Happy Man, and we're having a chat with him tonight. Jackson, thanks for taking the time out for Ausmade.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
You've got to be pretty excited to be having a Name It After Me out. What was the process in putting this baby together?
Kind of a year in the making, in the sense that we recorded all the songs of it in about nine sessions or so about a year ago.
Yeah.
And then it's just been the process of deciding what singles we're going to put out in the lead up, because we originally had about eight tracks or so that we wanted to release in their entirety, and we kind of looked at it and said maybe some of these tracks would be suited to a different project, just trying to look at it and see how it all kind of aligned in terms of consistency. So we thought about, do we just include them all, do we add more and make it an album?
Yeah.
Do we cut a few? And we ended up actually taking a few off. But yeah, the process of actually jumping in the studio and bringing it all together came really, really easily. Luke and I have this really great dynamic, and we work really well together, because I can kind of come to him with lyrics, sort of say, I don't know what kind of sound I want for this, or I have an idea but I need some chords to put to it, and then we just work on it and they come together super, super quick, way more quickly than they should, but it's just so, so great, and it just works really, really well for us.
How was it personally having to decide on which songs came on and which songs stayed off the EP?
Some decisions are really intuitive and we're just like, yeah, no, we don't really worry about that, like we can totally put that on another project, that'll fit, to it being really hard to like let them go, because obviously they've been around in our catalog for so long that we're super proud of all of them and really happy with all of them. But you know, we are still planning for all the songs we've made to see the light of day.
Now you're going on a massive tour. There's so many show dates here. It's already kicked off. So we've started on the 1st of November. We're going right through until the 29th of February. Tell us some of the places that you're hitting up and where you're looking forward to seeing that maybe you haven't been before.
Truthfully, I really haven't been anywhere in Australia. I haven't really had much of a chance to travel, so I'm kind of excited to get everywhere, but obviously I'm excited to sort of be kicking around Byron. I've literally only ever seen it at night, because the gigs we have played there, we've gotten there super late. One of my best mates is always going on about how much he loves it. Super excited to get over to WA as well. Obviously Luke with Caravana, and just in his own time, has been back and forth there a lot, and he swears by it, loves it. Queensland, just to catch up with a few of my relatives that live up there.
Cool.
Always fun. Yeah, really, I'm just excited to get out and about and get on with it.
Putting together so many shows, what have you done to make this all happen?
Well, that's kind of Luke's jurisdiction. A lot of that comes down to Luke, my manager and bandmate. He basically just looks at it and plugs around for shows and sees what he can get just with our profile the way it is. We've actually had a lot of luck, or probably not luck. Obviously, Luke's done a lot to sort of show us off. But at the beginning, it was kind of hard yards. Australian Music Week did wonders for us. Well, Luke's always been friends with Matt McHugh of The Beautiful Girl. So getting him there to see our show at Australian Music Week and then landing the tour with them was a massive just stroke of, I guess, good luck.
That's what a lot of the music is, though. Right place, right time, knowing the right people.
Yeah, exactly. Not what you know, who you know. But I like to think that we put on a good show and that we are worth putting on. And it's always nice to just have someone in your corner like Luke or like Matt or like really anyone who puts us on, just to, you know, give us a shot.
And what do people expect when they come to a Jackson Carroll show?
For me personally, performing for me is the place where I feel the most natural and the most happy and the most free I ever feel. I just love getting on stage. You know, once the later part of the set kicks off and all the upbeat stuff comes into play and you just feel totally free, just move around and dance around and really just follow whatever impulse happens on stage. I'm backed by really, really great musicians and performers in Chris and James and Luke. That really gives me the confidence to just sort of put down the guitar and just let loose, knowing that everything's going to be tight and everything's going to stay together. But really, in terms of our show, we're really proud of the songs, obviously. I think the quality of our songs and the quality of what we play is really, really strong. And then anything I can bring to performance is a bonus, which is just a lot of really, really awkward dancing. I completely idolized David Byrne, so I learned everything I know from him. Every opportunity I can to introduce something a little bit weird or a little bit fun into a song. There's a song we play in the set all the time, which is just open to like a weird scatting solo and a little bit of call and response if I'm feeling it from the audience. So it's always nice just to find those little moments in the songs where you can really get loose and just go completely free with it and follow whatever impulse takes you. That's when a show is really, really just the best.
Jackson Carroll, thank you for coming on Ausmade. We're going to play Happy Man. Would you like to introduce it for me?
Absolutely, I sure would. This is my newest single, Happy Man, very near and dear to my heart. Hope you guys enjoy it. Hope you get the chance to have a little dance in. And thank you very much to Ausmade. Thank you very much to you, Matt. Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.